exception from a short story called Crabs. A month after I moved, I had a text from Kat. I was standing under an awning of a jewellery shop, eating a sandwich from Marks and Spencer. It had begun to rain. How are you doing? C. I don't have many friends. I tend to shed people the way reptiles shed their skins. I'm always alert to that time when I should move on and become a different person. I'm in Brighton at the moment. It's raining. Kat's reply arrived immediately. Cool. Speak soon. See. Kat and I didn't speak for almost a year. After we went out for a drink one evening, snogged on the tube, and had a drunken, semi-clothed fumble on her sofa. It was down to me that we didn't sleep together, didn't have sex. Perhaps I had a rare moment of lucidity about the situation, or, more likely, I didn't want to give Kat the satisfaction of being half right about my sexual preferences. I knew that one day I will have a relationship with a woman, that I'll give up on men altogether. I sometimes see the kind of woman I'll allow to seduce me, in a coffee shop or on the street. Just last week she jogged towards me, sweating and gasping, and provoking that quick tickle of recognition. A tall, big-boned woman with good muscle definition and eyes bloodshot from exertion. I had two dreams that first month in the house, about crabs. In the first dream, I was working behind the fish counter in a supermarket, and a man came in wanting a crab for a special dinner party. I ordered him a huge crab to arrive the next day in an icebox. In the second dream, the world was being invaded by alien crab-like creatures whose crabby legs were striped red and white like Christmas candy sticks. When I looked up, dreaming of crabs, I discovered that I must have been feeling either vulnerable or irritable or sexually repressed. One website said, the crab portrays the changes in the abdominal muscles which produce a gripping sensation. The relaxed feelings following orgasm are represented by the sprawling legs and the soft underbelly. I decided it wasn't a good idea to Google my dreams. I once worked in a supermarket when I was 16, but it wasn't big enough to have a fish counter. The assistant manager was called Barry, and one time he patted my bottom and said, good job, whilst I was restocking the tin pineapple. I knew a guy who believed that food should be eaten at a specific time of day for optimum benefit. Pineapples are evening foods, I remember him telling me. Most fruits are morning foods, apart from pineapple. Mum called me late one evening. Well, how are things going? Fine. How's the new job? Well, it's the same job really, Mum. It's just a different location. Well, Dad told everyone you got a promotion. It's not a promotion, Mum. I work in a shop. I know. There was a pause on the other end of the line. I knew she wanted to tell me something. Do you remember? I had a Greek boyfriend when I was at university. Well, yes, I said. My mother's Greek boyfriend, Angelo, was the only man apart from my dad that I knew my mother had dated. She'd met him in the 1970s. They'd lived in a shared house together with two other couples. Can you imagine? One bathroom for six people. Angelo and my mother had shared a room and a bed, which had apparently caused my grandmother, a strict Methodist and not a believer in sex before marriage, huge distress. Angelo and my mother were together for 6 years, and I imagine at some point she thought she might marry him. Well, he's dead. Angelo? Yes. God, sorry, Mum. Well, how did you find out? Facebook. It was a bit of a shock, really. He only added me last year. God, how? I mean, what of? What, a heart attack, I think. I'm so sorry, I said, again struggling to find the right condolences for an ex-boyfriend my mother hadn't seen since 1979. I feel a bit upset about it, really. It's made me think. Well, yes, I said, feeling helpless. There was another pause before she said, imagine if I'd married him. I'd be a widow now. But you're not, I said slowly, and you married Dad. Yes, I know. I know I'm not a widow, and I know I married Dad, but I'm just saying, I could have been. Well, I guess so. Mum sighed. I keep thinking of that last time I saw him. I waited for her to continue. We were in Greece, at his parents' house. We'd planned on spending a few weeks there, but I knew it was over. His mother went crazy, hysterical, running all over the house, sobbing, telling us we couldn't break up. I booked an early flight back to London, I mean, earlier than we'd intended. Angelo walked to the bus stop with my suitcase. We stood there together. He said, I cannot believe this is the end for us. I said, I thought it had to be. I mean, one time you see a person has to be the last time, doesn't it? We said goodbye, and then he turned and walked away. He never looked back, not once. And then the bus came. I said nothing for a while, and neither did she. Was everything else okay? I asked finally. Oh yes, Mum said, her voice brightening. I bought a bicycle second hand. Have you? I said. How far have you been? I went around the garden, but I think I'll try and ride it into town next week. Town was just another long street of independent shops, a tea room and a mini co-op. Great, I said, that's great. Oh, we did that book you recommended. My mother had recently begun a local book club. Not long after they'd moved to Yorkshire, she'd rounded up the neighbours and people she'd met in the pub. Well, someone's got to try and make some friends, she said, giving my dad a look. What book, I asked, not able to remember what I'd recommended. The one about the hedgehog, although I don't remember a hedgehog. The Elegance of the Hedgehog. Yes, that was it, The Elegance of the Hedgehog. Did they enjoy it? Oh, God, no, Liv, they positively hated it. What, all of them? Well, we're down to five now that Helen's in South Africa and Ros's husband's got gallstones. But yes, no one liked it. Margaret left her copy behind. She refused to take it with her. I've got it here on the coffee table. You can have it if you like. Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry, Mum. Sorry they didn't like it. Mum sighed. It was just so strange. And nothing really happened, did it? Like life, I suppose. Although you expect things to happen in books. There's no point reading them otherwise. I sat down very slowly on the edge of my bed. It's Margaret's choice next month. I expect it'll be a romance. How's Dad? I asked. Oh, he's keeping himself busy. And if you can't find anything to do, I've got a few suggestions up my sleeve for emergencies. Emergencies? Well, you know what he's like, Liv. If he doesn't have anything to do, he paces about the house, gets under my feet. The big house, I said, feeling defensive of my father. He repainted the bathroom last week. We found the tin we used a couple of years ago. The paint has gone all funny. Well, I imagine it has a shelf life, paint. Well, yes, that's what I said, but in the end it was fine. We took the potato masher to it. And to the paint, yes, so that was all right.